Now we move into the 26th chapter of Ezekiel, and chapters 26, 27, and 28 have to do with the overthrow of Tyre and also the overthrow of Sidon. As we move into these prophecies about Tyre, let's notice a few of the facts about this city. Tyre was located about 60 miles northwest of Nazareth, and it was actually a double city, one part on an island and the other on the mainland. It was located in a fertile and well-watered plain at the western foot of the Lebanon mountain range. It was a great maritime power of the ancient world. At its zenith, which was from the 12th to the 6th centuries B.C., it had colonies on the north and west coast of Africa, in Spain and Britain, and it was controlling the commerce of the Mediterranean, with the wares of all nations passing through its port. A city which was renowned for its great splendor and fabulous wealth. But when Nebuchadnezzar overthrew it, it ceased to be an independent power. It was later subdued by the Persians, and again by Alexander the Great in 332 B.C. It never recovered its former glory, and it has for centuries been a bare rock where fishermen spread their net, in amazing fulfillment of Ezekiel's prophecy that it nevermore should have any being, which is in the passages that we're now going to study, beginning with the 26th chapter of Ezekiel. So that's just a little bit of the history and situation of this great city of Tyre. So as we move into the first verse of Ezekiel 26, "And it came to pass in the 11th year, in the first day of the month, that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying." Now the 11th year would be 2 years after the siege of Jerusalem began, and it would actually be the year that Jerusalem fell. We do not know exactly when it was in this year, because he simply says the first day of the month, so he doesn't name the month. And there are a lot of conjectures as to which month this was. Some say that this would be the month that Jerusalem fell, which would be the fourth month. Others say it would be the month after that. Others say it would be the first month of the year, which would make this the first day of the year. But we don't know. He doesn't specify which month it was. But we do know which year it was, the 11th year. The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, verse 2, "Son of man, because that Tyrus has said against Jerusalem, Ah, she is broken, that was the gate of the people. She is turned unto me, I shall be replenished now that she is laid waste." So in this verse, he's laying out the charge against Tyre. Now remember, Tyre wasn't related to the people of Judea like Edom and Ammon and Moab. Tyre was actually a good friend of Israel. King Hiram had a good relationship with David and Solomon. And we do not read of any real quarrels that the kingdom of Tyre had with Israel. The problem here is that Tyre looked upon Jerusalem as a rival, not necessarily as an enemy or somebody to be hated, but she looked upon them as a rival in the sense of commerce, because Tyre was a very commercial city. Tyre was what could have been called the Sears catalog of the world. If you wanted something, Tyre could get it for you. Tyre was after the ability to make a gain, to make a profit. And anything that Jerusalem did in the way of commerce, anything that Jerusalem did in the way of being competition, then Tyre looked upon this as something to be overcome. And so as Tyre thought of this destruction of Jerusalem, then this greed, this desire to be the only pebble on the beach, so to speak, this desire to get more gain at somebody else's expense came to the forefront. Tyre was guilty of greed. Tyre was guilty of wanting to make more profit, even though it be at somebody else's expense. It didn't matter, as long as she could make more profit. So when she saw the impending destruction of Jerusalem, she rejoiced about it. So here is the charge made against Tyre. because that Tyrus has said against Jerusalem, ah, she is broken, that was the gate of the people. Jerusalem had been a prominent city. It was located in a central area, and much of the commerce of the world passed through Jerusalem. The great nations of Assyria and Syria and even Babylon passed through this area of Jerusalem, going to the south to trade and to have association with the nations of the south, like Egypt. And this little narrow area, which was Israel, was the place through which they came. And Tyre could look down and see this as a rival thing. Now that the great Babylonian army was on a rampage and was threatening many people, Jerusalem was a center to which people came for protection, and Tyre could see this. And so Tyre makes the statement, she is broken, that was the gates of the people. She is turned unto me, I shall be replenished. Now she is laid waste. Tyre can see profit coming out of this. Tyre can see that she's going to benefit from the fall of Jerusalem. At least she thinks she is. And so greed comes to the forefront. A nation that used to be a friend and could still be a friend, a nation that could at least stand a little sympathy from Tyre, is now given no sympathy at all, given no friendship at all, because of the element of greed and the feeling that Tyre is going to be able to profit out of Jerusalem's fall. And this feeling that Tyre had is such a common feeling among people. It seems to be a part of human nature that we have to be most careful that we do not allow it to enter into our lives and dominate us. We must not allow the desire for profit, the desire for gain, greed for more profit, interfere with our relationship with people to the point that we do not be friends when we should be friends, that we do not extend a helping hand, that we do not see justice or injustice and brand it as such, and not be blinded by the desire to get more gain. God looks upon this with disfavor, and we're going to see that that is the way he felt about Tyre at this time. For in the next verse, he begins to tell what he's going to do. Verse 3, therefore thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O Tyrus, and will cause many nations to come up against thee, as the sea causeth his waves to come up. God states very emphatically and plainly that he is against this city of Tyre, this nation of Tyre. Now, you know, we've discussed this before, but any time God is against something, and he emphatically states that he's against something, look out. That place is not going to profit. That place is not going to prosper. It's not going to continue to exist in its present state when God's against it. God's going to bring about some changes. So he says, I will cause many nations to come up against thee. Now this, in the course of history, did happen. We know of the great siege here by Nebuchadnezzar. We also read about the Persians overthrowing this nation, and we also read about the great siege by Alexander the Great. So this prophecy happened to be fulfilled in many ways. It may be that when he says, "will cause many nations to come up against thee," in this particular place, though, he's simply talking about the Chaldean army under the leadership of Nebuchadnezzar, which was made up of the armies of many nations. But this prophecy did come to pass. It was fulfilled. And he says, they will come against thee as the sea causeth its waves to come up. Now, as you know, standing on the seashore, wave after wave after wave perpetually comes in from the sea. There just seems to be no end to it. And that's the way the siege against Tyre would be. I understand that Nebuchadnezzar spent 13 years in besieging Tyre. And this was along about the same time that he besieged Jerusalem and had the overthrow of Jerusalem. So Tyre fell about the same time, within the vicinity of a few years, that Jerusalem fell. And so it's obvious to us that the very nation that Tyre was rejoicing in the downfall of, Judah, and the very army that was bringing about this downfall, the Babylonian army, this turned out to be a very accurate picture of what was going to happen to Tyre. And here's another lesson for us. When we see somebody else having problems, we see their difficulties. Let us remember that whatever difficulties they're suffering, we also are subject to the same difficulties. Events could come about, circumstances could so happen that we would be in the very same shoes they are in. And then our rejoicing would be turned into grief and misery. So we have no right to rejoice at the downfall, at the misery, at the grief of somebody else. Because this very same grief that we take so much joy in somebody else having could be turned on us. And we could be experiencing identically the same difficulties. And that's what happened to Tyre. The same army that Tyre was applauding and wanting to go on and eliminate Jerusalem as a rival, this very same army did turn on Tyre. And Tyre has 13 years of misery, of sieging, of trying to hang on for its very existence before Nebuchadnezzar actually does overthrow it. And we can see then that she should have been in a state of grief, in a state of terror and fear, rather than rejoicing at the problems of Jerusalem. Well, we're going to close at that point. Till next time, this is NC Crouch saying goodbye, friends.